you can rename. Make by default it uses the name of the file. Because this was the USQ-wide one, but I'll put this in a faculty. And you start with course if you want to just start typing. ENG. Because the title is part of the name, it's still not coming up, but as soon as you then go to that, it should narrow it down. And you select that course. So the last question is about copyright. If you say yes, we own everything, then it's fine, and you can save that item and it's ready to go. If however you've used something from somewhere else, you get a second tab now, which is a copyright screen, and there are some questions which you must answer. For example, you must put in the citation, in other words, where that information came from. This one is actually public domain, which still does have a copyright notice, but that one is finished. So at that stage, you can save. If it's some other type of licensing arrangement, you may have to put in extra information. And you submit for moderation, which means it goes into workflow, but it does go live, so you can then link to that item. Every person, when they first touch this item, has to see the copyright and accept it. It's a one-time only thing. And this is the summary page that you can link to if you need to. That's it for Aquella. Let's now switch over to Moodle. You must have editing on, and then you can select to add a resource in the drop down and choose the Aquella resource. This will give you a window into Aquella. And you have the same functionality as in Aquella. You can search, you can contribute, you can browse. So I'll browse to that item. I put it in the engineering faculty under engineering. There it is. If I select from here, I get the summary screen, which in this case is probably not necessary. If I actually go into the item and then select the link to the file, then I'm getting a deep link into that. So if I press the return selection, then this link to that item appears in that. By default, it comes in with a new window. So if I click on it, and I can then go through and look at that item. It's a PDF, a multi-page PDF, so I can do whatever I need. So that's it from inside that. So I just got to say, if anyone can put an item into their faculty collection, so you'll never be stopped. Even if you cannot answer any copyright questions, you'll still be able to contribute and make it live. And workflow will trigger so those questions can be answered later on. So I hope that you found this, that it's relatively easy, and you can appreciate the benefits of why we've gone with the repository and what those benefits will give you in the long run. Thank you.